Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Our public schools, the news media, and even the churches are constantly emphasizing self-esteem, self-love, self-image, and self-worth. But there is one self-word that seems to be missing from many vocabularies: self-control. Prominent preachers such as Dr. Norman Vincent Peale and Dr. Robert Schuller urge preachers, parents, and other leaders to steer clear of negative words such as sin, sinner, ungodly, iniquity, and evil. In fact, Dr. Schuller says he never uses the word sinner because Jesus never did. I wonder what Dr. Schuller thinks Jesus had in mind when he said, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man." But to eat with unwashing hands does not defile the man. Matthew 15:19-20. When Jesus said to the Jews, "Woe unto you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites," did he think they were sinners or just behaving unwisely? Besides, Jesus said to the woman taken in adultery, "Go and sin no more." John 8:11. Many leaders in our society, including many religious leaders, seem to want to remove all responsibility from our young people and from our older ones, too. If a person commits a crime, the tendency is to blame his parents, his school teachers, the poor community in which he was reared, and society in general. When young people engage in sexual promiscuity, our culture wants to make arrangements where they will not contract a venereal disease or have a baby as a result of their ungodly behavior. Some psychologists, some religious leaders, and many within the public media say, "Well, young people are going to have sex anyway, so we must protect them from the consequences of their behavior." Has it ever dawned on these people that youngsters need to be taught self-control? If self-control in sexual matters is not possible, how do we explain the behavior of Americans before the modern generation? Churches, schools, and parents taught self-control, and far fewer young people contracted venereal diseases and had babies out of wedlock. The blame for modern conditions rests overwhelmingly with the churches of America. Many churches are too busy entertaining, raising money, appealing to the world, and having a good time than they are in teaching the truth of God's Word. As I listen to preachers on radio and on television, I seldom hear sermons on premarital sex, adultery, homosexuality, and other sexual sins. Preaching on those and related topics is not the way to appeal to worldly-minded church members and to those outside the church. Such preaching is considered too negative, even though Jesus and the apostles often addressed those subjects. But who wants to hear negative preaching? But an even greater tragedy is preaching that those activities are not wrong, maybe inadvisable or inappropriate, but not morally wrong. Bishop John Shelby Spong of the Episcopal Church does not condemn either premarital sex or homosexuality. In fact, he has become the chief defender among religious leaders of these gross behaviors. Maybe you're asking in your own minds, how can a bishop or any other religious leader support premarital sex or homosexuality in view of the Bible's condemnation of these activities? The answer is very simple. Bishop Spong does not accept the Bible as being divinely inspired. In many instances, he could care less what the Word of God teaches. No wonder so many of our young people have no self-control and are destroying themselves by immoral behavior. Thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you.